Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Weird day in and out of the studio, but it's been fun, been a good day. Rach, you have headlines?
Yes. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Now is the best time for fresh local produce, and Schnucks is the best place to get it. Johnson & Johnson is going to end global sales of their talc-based powder in 2023. They are currently facing about 38,000 lawsuits from consumers and their survivors, claiming its talc products cause cancer due to contamination with asbestos, a carcinogen. They say they are, because of this, switching to an all cornstarch-based baby powder portfolio.
I used to use baby powder a lot. I'm not proud of that. But when I was really big, I don't know why, I felt like it just, I looked like a giant powdered donut. Like every night before I'd go to bed, that made me extra sexy. I'm already 60 pounds overweight, and I'm like, I'll just cover it in powder. And I would just like put it everywhere, and
but
I'm not even kidding.
It's good for sweat and stuff if you're worried about sweating. Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Ouch.
What?
I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
Right. I can tell you.
I was validating you.
Yes. No, that's exactly what I didn't want. So the sweat, not validation.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that.
All right. So moving on. Europe may turn to SpaceX for their rocket launchers. The European Space Agency has been in discussions with SpaceX because in the past, they had been using Russian rocket launchers, which are currently off limits due to the war in Ukraine.
That's Musk.
That's Musk. Elon Musk.
He just keeps winning. Don't you have a reason you're mad at him again?
I do. He basically admitted that his dumb like Hyperloop thing. Remember, it was going to be like California to Kansas City in 20 minutes or whatever. And he basically just made that up out of thin air to try and essentially trick like California legislators to not investing in their own. They were going to do a high speed rail thing like throughout the state, mm-hmm. and it was going to be like a really efficient form of public transportation. And he's like, "Well, California is where I sell all my Teslas." So he, like, made up this completely fake Hyperloop thing.
He admitted this?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, you know, maybe I never really thought the Hyperloop. He was talking to his biographer, and he was like, yeah, maybe I thought it was never really going to happen. But, you know, I had to do something about the public transit out. And
wow.
And then he made up a bunch of other reasons about why he thought there was. He's like, it wouldn't have been a very efficient form of public transportation, which is a lie. He wanted to sell Teslas, so he shut down the rail system.
Man. If that is, in fact, why he did that, at a certain point, these billionaires, is it just like, do they all just think they're better than the rest of us and their decisions are the only decisions that actually matter? Like, hey, I'm just going to do what's best for me at the end of the day.
Yeah. And not morally, but I mean, there's some evidence that they're right.
Well, I see. I mean, I don't agree with what he did, obviously, but I do see where he's coming from in that. He's like, well, I'm going to lose business. You know what I mean? The problem is that he does actually have the influence to do that. That's what I think the problem
is. What do you mean there's some influence, there's some indication that they're right, that they're better than us?
I mean, they're billionaires and we're not. So if you set aside morality.
Yeah, but I don't think that you're necessarily that much better than other people just because you're able to achieve that. There are probably people who are 10 times smarter than him that don't necessarily have that money. That money just equals influence and power.
Never forget, his dad owned a blood diamond mine.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Nick hates him as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really cared much about him either way.
Fair.
But yeah, Nick can't stand him for that reason. That he's his whole thing was funded by the Blood Diamonds dynasty. So
yeah, and you know he tried to hide that for a very long time because he wanted to present that image of I started PayPal in my garage and turned it into a huge thing and all this stuff. But it's like, no, we're never going to fail.
So a new Gallup poll found that 61% of Americans are in favor of stricter e-cigarette laws, which is slightly more than a year ago. Only 7% of Americans said the laws for e-cigarettes should be less strict. Views on e-cigarettes are bipartisan, with more than half of Republicans, Independents, and Democrats wanting these stricter laws. Probably to protect the kids.
Mm-hmm. What would the stricter laws be? Do we know?
Probably in advertising.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you guys think that matters? Do you feel like we're just sort of peeing in the wind on that? That if you're a 14, 15-year-old kid and your friends are vaping, that you're either going to do it or not?
Yeah, I do think that you're either going to do it or not. I agree with that. But wasn't there like evidence that once they cracked down on like cigarette advertising and stuff like that in the cigarette lobby and the tobacco lobby and all that, that numbers did go down on people smoking, or am I making that up?
Well, I mean, I guess I would just ask you the question of if you think that Kylie Jenner posted an Instagram of her using Juul, don't you think that a bunch of girls would go out and get a Juul for the first time? So
yeah,
I think that advertising does work. Online shopping has gotten cheaper for the first time in 2 years. So this is the first recorded period of deflation after 25 months in a row of rising prices when you shop online. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's move into the genius of the day story. A man set his balcony on fire while trying to burn a wasp's nest.
This happens a lot. I hear this story a bunch.
So
a California man trying to exterminate a wasp hive ended up setting fire to his own apartment instead. Police say he was trying to clear out a hive on his balcony when he decided to use a lighter to turn his bug spray into a blowtorch. Instead, he ended up setting fire to the balcony. He forced all of his neighbors to evacuate. Firefighters were able to extinguish the blaze before flames entered the building. And this guy ended up burning himself and was taken to a hospital. The fire chief in charge of the situation reminded people that lighting insecticide on fire is, quote, absolutely not how you're supposed to use that. So keep that in mind, people.
When I was a teenager, we used to get these in my parents' house, which is brick. It's a brick house. But these giant spiders would kind of nest in the corners of the outside, you know, eating the flies and mosquitoes and everything that would go to the lights. And so I discovered that we had a couple of blowtorches for whatever reason laying around. And so what I would do is I would walk around outside and I would blowtorch the spiders.
Oh, my goodness.
To get rid of them. And boy, my parents were not happy when they found out.
Did it work?
It did. It killed the spiders. The stream of fire did.
You have
a long
and storied history with spiders.
I'm not crazy about bugs. I will do any inventive thing that I can to get away from bugs.
I don't want to be one of those people, but are spiders bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the purposes of whether they should die or not, yes.
No, I mean, the internet is saying they're not considered bugs, but I get what you guys are saying.
So they're not insects?
They're not insects. They are arachnids.
I didn't know those were different things. I've learned something.
And one more story here. I just thought this was kind of sweet and sad, especially after we talked yesterday about Steve Martin and how much you loved his album and stuff. He's thinking about retiring. So right now he's working on the hit Hulu show Only Murders in the Building, which I really enjoy. And if you like cozy mystery shows like that, I would encourage you to check it out. And it's been renewed for season 3. But he says after that, he's not going to be like pursuing opportunities and trying to do cameos in movies and trying to get hired for movies anymore. He's going to kind of wind down after that.
Yeah.
End of an era.
It's weird that my generation, I mean, he's older than me, but like, you know, Brad Pitt said the same thing and a couple of other, I think Brad Pitt is exactly my age, which obviously you can tell.
Twins.
It just happens with every generation, you know, like, oh my God, but you just.
What did Brad Pitt say? Because I thought I saw that quote too, and he was saying something like, oh, people don't want to see me on the big screen anymore. And it's like, you're Brad Pitt. Everybody still loves you. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He said he was like starting the last leg. Something like that.
What was the first one that you remember like a big celebrity, retiring movie star, comedian, whatever, that made you go like, wow, end of an era. Oh my gosh.
Hmm.
Maybe like Carson.
Yeah, that was a big deal, you know, because I was a kid with Carson.
Mm-hmm.
And did he actually go away whenever he retired? Yeah. See, the thing is like, Steve Martin says that, but I'm sure he'll still pop up. They all still do from time to time, even when it's like, I'm done and I'm done. People still
totally
always come back.
I agree with you, except for Steve Martin. Because Steve Martin has said very honestly and recently, for example, they're doing a tour of his house on this show, and he said, you see that painting there? That's why I did X movie. And I forget which one it was.
Pink Panther or something.
I think it was Pink Panther. It's one of his not... Mm-hmm. widely, greatly accepted. And he's very open and honest about, I will do a movie to buy a painting.
Hmm. Yeah, he's like a big art collector, right?
Very big.
Yeah.
It's pretty much his passion. Did you guys see that polio is back?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they've found it in like sewage in New York City.
And it's for, and again, not to be a big anti-vaxxer, but it's completely because people have stopped vaccinating their kids.
Yeah, when you stop vaccinating against it, it comes back.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. 522 DGS, happy Friday to you. It looks like a beautiful weekend, maybe just a little bit warmer on Saturday and Sunday, but really, really nice. Audio segment?
Yeah, we'll start with mine. So this is a clip from Paris Hilton. I found this on TikTok. I'll just let it speak for itself.
Kids today have no idea what fun is because back then when no one had an iPhone and no one had social media, no one was looking at a phone, no one had a camera, everyone was just free and feeling comfortable and everybody was out and it was like the sickest crowd and like the best people. And now it's just like, I don't know, it's not fun anymore.
I just love that the original party girl or one of them, you know, certainly when I was growing up, she was such a huge deal and her thing was going out every single night and she was just the coolest thing. I love that that piece of audio starts out with kids these days have no idea how much fun we used to have. It's just really, really funny to me.
I think she still sounds 14 years old and she's 40.
Yeah.
She was the sickest crowd.
I know.
Kind of a Trish thing to her. The crowd was so sick.
Yeah, Trish is like the Paris Hilton of South County.
Yeah. I was just saying that. So for mine.
Can I also say Matt Pauly was on and his uncle was on our show, Gordon Hiddell, big national hero, and his dad, so Matt's uncle's dad, has a burger place in Crystal City, Imperial, and Andrew thought that it was Gordon. And he's like, no, 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 that's my uncle. It's his dad who has it. Paulie walks out. The door hasn't even shut yet. And Andrew's like, he's so wrong about that.
he's so wrong about his own family member.
About that burger place.
I was getting ready to throw down, and I was like, hold back, hold back. It's not that important.
He slammed his hand on the counter. And he said, no.
I'm going to treat you like Fazoli's.
Turns out I was incorrect. I went and looked at the place where I had gotten the information originally, and I was like, oh, yeah, it does say that.
I have a question going back to earlier in the show when Andrew told his story about being upset at Fazoli's because of the cheese blend and they did mess up the order. Do you have any trepidation about going into Fazoli's in the future after slamming your hand on the counter?
Not in the slightest.
You're going back in and you're not
now
apologizing for anybody.
I think that they are not aware of what Parmesan cheese is. I don't think they will recognize my face if I go in there again today.
Fair enough.
There you go.
I think if you're paying that little attention that you don't pick up that Parmesan cheese is cheese, I think that maybe you're not like focusing on what I look like. I think the world is just kind of a blur to you.
But you like the food.
More power to them.
I've never had it.
No, my wife likes it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like their breadsticks a lot. They have really great breadsticks. My audio. So what I picked out for today. Did you guys see the Beto O'Rourke story today? So he was just kind of doing a rally. He was in they were inside somewhere, and he was talking about the Uvalde shooting, and he was talking about, you know, why certain guns shouldn't maybe be for sale, and this happened.
Legally purchased by an 18-year-old. Who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead. up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, mother, but it's not funny to me. Okay?
Everybody went, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, so somebody who is reported as a Abbott supporter, a Greg Abbott supporter, Beto's opponent, started laughing in the background when he was talking about the AR-15s and the shootings, and that's when he, like, snapped on the guy. I mean, you heard what he said.
You know what? I hate stuff like this because it earns so many points for the people who already love Beto O'Rourke, but it's just, in general, probably shouldn't call a constituent an MF-er.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I mean, I get the sentiment behind it. I get that his point is like, I take this so seriously and I'm going to flout like norms to put you in your place. But we're always doing that. It's not this one special thing that happened. You know, it's becoming the standard and I just don't like it.
There are some people you take an immediate dislike to and you don't even know why. And I've always felt that way about Beto O'Rourke.
He's not very likable, is he? And that's, I think, part of his problem.
He just always seems so try hard. Mm-hmm. You know, just,
and a little know-it-all-y, you know what, yeah. I mean? A little bit like, you know, kind of puts himself above.
It feels like smacked him around enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.